Translation: My dear Lord, let me suffer perpetually in a hellish condition, accepting all the sinful reactions of all living entities. Please finish their diseased life. Please finish their diseased material life. So let's just read the previous few verses just to get the context. Text 158. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Vasudev Dat and began to speak of his glories as if he had 1,000 mouths. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified him, Vasudev Dat immediately became very much embarrassed and shy. He then submitted himself, touching the Lord's lotus feet. Vasudev Dat told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, My dear Lord, you incarnate just to deliver all conditioned souls. I now have one petition which I wish you would accept. My Lord, you are certainly able to do whatever you like, and you are indeed merciful. If you so desire, you can very easily do whatever you want. My Lord, my heart breaks to see the sufferings of all the conditioned souls. Therefore, I request you to transfer the karma of their sinful lives upon my head. My dear Lord, let me suffer perpetually in a hellish condition, accepting all the sinful reactions of all living entities. Please finish their diseased material life. Please repeat. My dear Lord, let me suffer perpetually in a hellish condition, accepting all the sinful reactions of all living entities. Please finish their diseased material life. Are there any volunteers for this? Are you serious? Any volunteers? Who would volunteer? Is it conceivable that anyone would volunteer to take the karma of a nation? A nation? How many people in this country? 30 million? 70 million? I think that's an underestimation, but anyway, 70 million. 50 million? 1 million? Who wants to take the karma of 1 million people? What to speak of the whole planet? What to speak of the whole universe? And Vasudev Dutt is being serious. It isn't. He's not offering a little, you know, let me get some approval here. I'll get some gold stars if I make this statement. Yes, people will say, what a great devotee I am. He's serious. So let's see what Srila Prabhupada says in his purport to shed some light on this inconceivable compassion. Inconceivable. Because in the previous verse, it said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Vasudev Dat and began to speak of his glories as if he had 1,000 mouths. In other words, the glories of Vasudev Dat, they cannot be enunciated. There's so many, he's such a glorified person, even with thousands of mouths. A bit like Anantashesh, who glorifies the pastimes of Krishna. He has thousands and thousands of mouths, and still he cannot exhaust the glories of the Supreme Lord. In the same way, the devotee of the Supreme Lord, the pure devotee of the Supreme Lord, has qualities and glories beyond our conception. We can't conceive. And sometimes these personalities, we get a little glimpse of their amazing qualities, a little glimpse of just a few. So let's see what Srila Prabhupada says. Translation again. My dear Lord, let me suffer perpetually in a hellish condition, accepting all the sinful reactions of all living entities. Please finish their diseased material life. Purport by his divine grace, I see Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada says, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, gives the following commentary on this verse. In the Western countries, Christians believe that Lord Jesus Christ, their spiritual master, appeared in order to eradicate all the sins of his disciples. To this end, Lord Jesus Christ appeared and disappeared. Here, however, we find Sri Vasudeva Dutt Thakur and Srila Haridas Thakur to be many millions of times more advanced when compared with Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ relieved only his followers from all sinful reactions. But Vasudeva Dutt is here prepared to accept the sins of everyone in the universe. So the comparative position of Vasudeva Dutt is millions of times better than that of Lord Jesus Christ. A Vaishnava is so liberal that he is prepared to risk everything to rescue the conditioned souls from material existence. Srila Vasudeva Dutt is universal love itself, for he was willing to sacrifice everything and fully engage in the service of the Supreme Lord. I'll just comment on that. It's a topical thing, especially in modern times. Well, especially it was in the 60s when kind of some of us hit the streets or came to the Krishna consciousness one way. This idea of universal love. All the songs and the pop song charts used to be, I guess they are to some degree now, about love, 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 love. The Beatles used to sing, All You Need Is Love. And it's the topic. Everyone's hungry for love, but nobody knows what love is. Nobody knows what is love. Love is 90% duty. It's not the feeling. Vasudeva Dutt isn't saying he wants to merge in the ocean of love and feel one with everything. He's prepared to go to hell, quite prepared to go to hell, to take on the sinful karmic reaction of unlimited living entities. Unlimited. The conditioned souls in the universe aren't hundreds of billions or trillions or quadrillions or a big number. It's unlimited. Inconceivable. And he's willing to take that on. Why is he willing to do that? Because he has such love of Lord Chaitanya, such love for Krishna, he wants others to feel it. And he's prepared to shut down his own ecstasy in compassion for others so that they can taste what he's tasting. And that love is expressed in this self-sacrifice. Like Lord Jesus. Bhaktisiddhanta isn't negating Lord Jesus. He's not criticizing. Lord Jesus made such a sacrifice, but only for those who follow him. And it's generally the case. One has to follow someone in order to get their mercy. To follow them to some degree, accept them. But Vasudeva Dutt, that's not on Vasudeva Dutt's... It's okay. That's not Vasudeva Dutt's demands. He says, no, just you give me all the reactions and let them go back to Godhead. Let them taste this love of God. So what is this love of God? What is this Krishna consciousness that he's experiencing? He's prepared to take that on board so that they can experience it. It's inconceivable. Not only is his compassion inconceivable, but that state of ecstasy, that state of what we call Krishna consciousness, like a soundbite, it's inconceivable. It's a soundbite, isn't it? Krishna consciousness, we say it all the time. But it's Krishna consciousness on a level that we maybe some of you here have indeed, on a very deep level, speaking for myself, no. It's a process, it's a procedure, it's a path. Krishna consciousness, which results in Krishna consciousness. The wonderful thing about bhakti is both the journey, the process, and the goal is the same. If you come here by a car, in your car, your car is an instrument, literally a vehicle to arrive here. But you don't bring it with you. You come in it and then leave it behind. Or if you're going to climb a tree, you climb the ladder and then you're on the tree. You don't need the ladder. But in the Krishna consciousness, the process and the end is the same. The process is the chanting the holy name, the chanting, the dancing, feasting, philosophy and book distribution, which is philosophy and Sankirtan to get combined. But when one reaches that level of Krishna consciousness, there's even more chanting, dancing and feasting and philosophy. As Lord Chaitanya, by his example, Lord Chaitanya's program was chanting, dancing, feasting and philosophy. Everything is there to nurture and promote this simple process that Lord Chaitanya has given us. And a prime example of that compassion, of course, is his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. And we see from his pastimes and the various accounts from devotees the great inconvenience, to say the least, that he went through to make Lord Chaitanya's message available to the whole world. Not just the West, but India. No one was interested. Only when Prabhupada came back with his Western disciples did, oh, there's something here. Then people, and now, of course, Krishna consciousness spreading all over Russia and China. But it's just the beginning. Still, just the beginning. So let's continue with Prabhupada's purport. Srila Vasudeva Dutt knew very well that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the original personality of Godhead, transcendence itself, above the material conception of illusion and maya. Lord Jesus Christ certainly finished the sinful reactions of his followers by his mercy. But that does not mean he completely delivered them from the pangs of material existence. A person may be relieved from sins once, but it is a practice amongst Christians to confess sins and commit them again. By getting freed from sins and again engaging in them, one cannot attain freedom from the pangs of material existence. A diseased person may go to a physician for relief, but after he leaves the hospital, he may again be infected due to his unclean habits. Thus, material existence continues. Srila Vasudeva Dutt wanted to completely relieve the conditioned souls from material existence so that they would no longer have an opportunity to commit sinful acts. This is the significant difference between Srila Vasudeva Dutt and Lord Jesus Christ. It is a great offense to receive pardon for sins and then commit the same sins again. Such an offense is more dangerous than the sinful activity itself. Vasudeva Dutt was so liberal that he requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to transfer all offensive activity upon him so the conditioned souls would be purified and go back home, back to Godhead. This prayer was certainly without duplicity. Let's just read it, the prayer again. He says, "My dear Lord, let me suffer perpetually in a hellish condition, accepting all the sinful reactions of living entities. Please finish their diseased material life." Without duplicity. He meant it. So there's more purport to read. Hare Krishna. Vasudev Dutt's example is unique, not only in this within this world, but within the universe. Sishivada Gokulananda Kijai. Namo Om Vishnu. Vasudev Dutt's example is unique, not only within this world, presumably the Earth planet, but within the universe. It is beyond the conception of fruitive actors. That means those who perform activities to get some good result, heavenly planets, etc. Or the speculation of mundane philosophers. In other words, you can't work it out. Mentally, we can't really. We can try and understand it with some humility. But it's beyond the conception of mundane philosophers. Prabhupada says, due to being illusioned by the external energy and due to a poor fund of knowledge, people tend to envy one another. And that's the nature of the material world. Everybody's envying each other. And the root cause of it is that we're envious of Krishna. We're envious of God. And as a consequence, we're envious of our very self. We're envious of Krishna, envious of the Lord. We're part and parcel of Krishna. Our position is to serve and be an instrument of his pleasure. And we're envious of that. We want pleasure for ourselves. Why isn't the world working for my pleasure? And as a consequence, that envy entangles us life after life after life after life after life. Because of this envy, they are entangled in fruitive activity, the material conditioned souls, and they try to escape this fruitive activity by mental speculation. Consequently, neither karmas nor jnanas are purified. In the words of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, they are kukarmas and kujnanas, bad fruitive actors and bad speculators. Kukarmas and kujnanas. In the West, we have a phrase saying someone's a bit cuckoo. It means they're a bit crazy. So we've got cuckoos and you've got kukarmas and kujnanas and cuckoos. The Mayavadis and Karmis should therefore turn their attention to the magnanimous Vasudev Dutt, who wanted to suffer for others in a hellish condition. No one should consider Vasudev Dutt a mundane philanthropist or welfare worker. Nor was he interested in merging into the Brahman effulgence or in gaining material honor or reputation. He was far, far above philanthropists, philosophers, and fruitive actors. He was the most exalted personality to ever show mercy to the conditioned souls. He was the most exalted personality to ever show mercy to the conditioned souls. This is not an exaggeration of his transcendental qualities. It is perfectly true. Actually, there cannot be any comparison to Vasudev Dutt. As the perfect Vaishnava, he was para-dukha-dukhi, very much aggrieved to see others suffer. Now, sometimes we might be aggrieved to see a loved one suffer, a family member, especially a child, but a loved one or a family member or friends. And sometimes people are a bit more magnanimous. They may feel disturbance when they see society suffering. So in various attempts to alleviate the problems, as Prabhupada says in many times, they open hospitals or mental asylums or create some welfare work, feed people, etc. But of course, these do till people's belly or maybe alleviate their health issues, but it's no long-term, it isn't a long-term solution. People's bad habits especially, their eating habits, their sleeping habits, their general life habits, especially in the modern life, are so detrimental to people's health, mental health, spiritual health, physical health, social health, economic health. The health on every level in our modern world is disastrous because people don't know how to act. So rather than just short stopgap measures at alleviating problems that keep coming up, better get to the very root of the problem, which is to adjust the mentality, attitude and intention of people, ourselves, individually, collectively, and others, which keeps us in this material life, life after life, after birth after birth. But Vasudev Dat's compassion is such, well, as we've just discussed, he's willing to take on everybody's problems. Generally, sometimes someone will take on another's problems. They offer a shoulder to cry on, or they'll give them some advice. And it creates relief to the person to some degree. Oh, there's someone who can share my problems. But has that solved the problems? You might share your problems, but does it solve it? Not really. It may overcome one's sense of aloneness, but gradually, unless one takes to the process of self-realization, Krishna consciousness, we've got life after life after life of problems, one after another after another. So Prabhupada says, Vasudev Dat was the most exalted personality to ever show mercy to the conditioned souls. This is not an exaggeration of his transcendental qualities. It is perfectly true. Actually, there cannot be any comparison to Vasudev Dat. As the perfect Vaishnav, he was paraduka duki, very much aggrieved to see others suffer. The entire world is purified simply by the appearance of such a great devotee. Indeed, by his transcendental presence, the whole world is glorified, and all conditioned souls are also glorified. That takes a little understanding, doesn't it? The entire world is purified simply by the appearance of such a great devotee as Vasudev Dat. Indeed, by his transcendental presence, the whole world is glorified, and all conditioned souls are also glorified. Any feedback on that statement from Prabhupada? How is it that all conditioned souls are glorified? You say it means benefited? Anything else? Just needs a little churning, try to understand. If there's a condition, you're saying there's a condition. Interesting. Yes. So, glorification by association. Is that what you're saying? Interesting. Yes. Just a second. Just repeat that with a microphone. Right. Thank you.
No, I was going to make the same point that Prabhu made about how it speaks of their good fortune and thus the glory that they could be here and at the same time as Vasudev Datta.
I like that point, yes. As such a glorified personality, they have great good fortune to be in this presence, even on the planet at the same time. And good fortune is something which is glorified. We glorify good fortune. And of course, this is real good fortune.
I had another thought here.
Yes.
That it says that by the moment's association of devotee, then all perfection is achieved. So I was thinking that by associating with a great devotee, then they also get a chance to become devotees and acquire all the good qualities, and then they become glorious.
Yes, that's true. So there's both immediate association in the presence of someone. But it seems that someone like Vasudev Dutt is such a unique personality to be on the same planet as him, even without his immediate association. To be on the same planet is beyond the comprehension. So maybe even Henry VIII had some benefit. All the persons throughout history, you look at the same time who were here on the planet, or even in the universe. It's inconceivable. The potency of the pure devotee is inconceivable. I just, something popped up on a Facebook feed, or it might have been WhatsApp just yesterday, but something I read several years ago about association, but remote association. And you may have heard it before. It's a story about a submarine commander in the Russian Navy. Have you heard this before? A devotee in Russia, he got the Prabhupada Lilamrita, and I think it was his grandfather began reading it, and he told his grandson, actually let out a great shout of amazement and jubilation. He read something in Prabhupada Lilamrita, and he told his grandson. He said, "I was a I'm paraphrasing here. He was a commander in the Russian submarine fleet, and they had all the because these were armed with nuclear missiles." And this fleet of Russian submarines was off the coast of North America. The story is that there was a particular day when they were all primed and set and actually ready to, any moment, press the button and that's it. Off they go. And that's the end of most of the cities in North America and Europe as well, because it didn't stop there. But it goes on and on. Anyway, the story is this pastime. This is a fact. Suddenly they got a call one day when things were critical. They got a call from Russia, return to base. So they dived down deep and came back to their bases, submarine bases. Now this doesn't sound very. Of course, it's a relief that these submarines left their positions around North America. But that date is very significant. That date, which the submarine commander noted, he said, I'm reading in this book, this Prabhupada Lilamrita, that was the date Bhaktivedanta Swami first set foot on the North American continent. The very same day that the submarine fleet was, okay, we'll come back. Prabhupada's arrival, putting his foot in the West, has far more implications and far more consequences than we'll ever really, well, we begin to see bit by bit by bit. But that was the day that the Russian fleet was told to turn around. So Vasudev Dutt, his volunteering to take the karma of the whole universe, this is a symptom of the pure devotees. They have this potency and desire and willingness to take on the suffering of others, to suffer great inconvenience for the welfare of others. And we're almost, actually, what time do we finish? Is it 8:30 today? Oh, it's 9 o'clock. Oh, is it? Okay, Saturday, 9 o'clock. So, I just finished reading the purport. Prabhupada says, as Narottam Das Thakur confirms, Vasudev Dutt is the ideal devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaurangera Sangigane Nichasiddha Karimani Seyaya Brajenda Sutta Pasha. One who executes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission must be considered eternally liberated. He is a transcendental person and does not belong to this material world. Such a devotee engaged in the deliverance of the total population is magnanimous as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaure Tvishe Namaha. Such a personality factually represents Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because... Such a personality factually represents Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because his heart is always filled with compassion for all conditioned souls. Such a personality factually represents Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because his heart is always filled with compassion for all conditioned souls. My dear Lord, let me suffer perpetually in a hellish condition, accepting all the sinful reactions of all living entities. Please finish their diseased material life. Om meginata maranda shandanandana salakaya chakshur miritam yena tasmai shri gurave nama shri chaitanya manabhistang stapitam yena bhutale svayamibhikatamayam naratisvapadantik. Well, this text and purport is something very, very deep and sustained meditation. And there are different kinds of meditation, of course. One is to sit quietly and be introspective meditation, either meditation in terms of considering a philosophy or considering a concept. Another meditation is to meditate, fix the mind on transcendental sound vibration, either in the form of Shastra or especially Hare Krishna mantra. Another form of meditation is to be fully present and totally focused in one's service to Guru and Krishna. For example, the pujari isn't absorbed internally, forgetting what's going on. They're totally absorbed in offering the various items to the Lord. So is the cook, is totally absorbed in this service of making a nice preparation. And I'm trying to be meditating also, totally absorbed in trying to share my understanding of this wonderful verse. So Krishna consciousness, the meditation, isn't to exclude the external world. It is to utilize this external world in the service of the Lord. That's the spirit, that's what Prabhupada gives the example. Yukta Vairagya, to use Krishna's energy in the service of Krishna. That's spiritual. To negate Krishna's energy and say, well, I don't want anything to do with it, that's not spiritual. That's the impersonalist. The devotional path is to use the energy of the Lord in the service of the Lord. And, of course, today is a special day because we're encouraging and nurturing the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books on the street. And that is a meditation also. The highest meditation, actually, to make this knowledge, to make this mercy available to others. It's multi-leveled. It's information, it's knowledge, it's mercy, it's grace. just by receiving these books, holding these books, even Prabhupada said, just by holding, touching a book, someone's benefited. So how is that? Because the person is getting the association of a Mahabhagavat. It's about association. It's association which degrades or elevates us. Even without immediate association, who I associate with in my mind. Where's my focus? Internally. Prabhupada said you can be living outside the temple and associating with devotees. And one can be living in the temple and not associating with devotees. It all depends on your attitude. It's all about where we associate. And the external can be very helpful, but it's also the internal. It's very helpful. So giving these books, making these books available to people on the street, it's giving them the opportunity to associate with Srila Prabhupada. And as Prabhupada is explaining here, and it goes into greater detail in this verse, this song that Prabhupada quotes, Gauranga Sangi Gane, Gaurangera Sangha Gani, Nitya Srida Karimane, Seyaya Vajenda Sutta Pata. Well, I'll read a little bit of that, what that means. But it's stressing the importance of association of those who are associates of Lord Chaitanya. But it doesn't stop there. As in the Upadeshamrita, the ideal is to aspire to be the servant of the servant of the servant, of the servant of the servant of the servant. In other words, one takes this attitude of humility to serve those who are serving. And what are they serving? Well, they're serving the ones who are serving, who are serving the ones who are serving. And this is the whole basis of transcendence. No one pushes themselves forward. Everyone is actually wanting to take on this role of how can I serve? How can I serve? So that's the secret of book distribution, giving people the opportunity. And you on the street or on the Harinam serving the mission of Lord Chaitanya, we're serving those who serve the mission. So we're trying to serve Srila Prabhupada by giving him them the opportunity to associate with him. And Prabhupada is serving the mission of his Guru Maharaj, who's serving the mission of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. It comes to serving the servants of the associates of Lord Chaitanya. And the current is very powerful. It's a very powerful current. These days, if you touch an electrical cable, you'll get a shock. It throws you off. It's called alternating current. But when electricity was first invented or discovered, it wasn't called alternating current. I think it was it direct current? Direct, that's what it's called, direct. So there's old films from the 1920s that it was considered very funny. Someone touched an electrical conduit and they can't let go. It cramps all the muscles up. And so someone else comes along to pull them off. But now they're part of the circuit. And before you know it, on the film, of course, it's meant to be very funny. You've got 20 people all kind of doing the dance, you know, because they can't let go. Because the current's there. So we've got the same. This is not alternating current. This is direct current. So as much as devotees engage others by Harinam, by prasadam distribution, by book distribution, by bringing people to the temple, by hearing, and this is a direct current. People aren't thrown off. Not like alternating, no. You grab hold of this, Krishna's not going to let you go. Even if you want to go. He may give us a little, okay, we may get whacked around a bit, you know. Naughty boy, but he'll come back again. Because material nature is so cruel. We see it in the news. Look in the news. Just look in the news. What are the headlines? The chaos, the madness of the so-called leaders with their dark agendas, and the horrific things which are happening all around the planet. People just like you and me, just like you and me, living a so-called normal life, and suddenly the river changes course. I'm talking about the karmic river changes course, and all hell breaks loose. This is going on all over the universe. life after life, planet after planet, decade after decade, one way or another. So this is the hellish life that Vasudeva Dutt is seeing. His vision is far beyond this little, I won't say bubble, it's far beyond this planet. He sees, he's well aware of what's going on. And his compassion is actually in a later verse, I don't want to spoil the surprise, but actually Lord Chaitanya says that actually you are Prahlad Maharaj. Vasudeva Dutt is Prahlad Maharaj. And it's interesting how I sometimes think of Vasudeva Dutt, his desire, which Lord Chaitanya confirms, he says, you don't have to go through all that hell. You don't have to do it. But by your desire alone, it's already done. By the desire alone, he's quite prepared to take it on, but he's totally serious. He's not looking for an out, you know. He's not thinking, well, maybe he'll arrange it and I won't have to go through it. He's totally serious. Depth of humility, that depth of compassion. But Lord Chaitanya says, you don't have to worry about that. By your desire alone, it is already done. So there's two ways of looking at it's already done. It means it's done, or it can mean it's arranged. So what arrangement? Who has made that arrangement to save the whole planet and the universe? I'll leave you to think on that. But Lord Chaitanya's golden age lasts for 10,000 years. 10,000 years. And Srila Prabhupada brought Lord Chaitanya's message to the whole world in mid-60s. And Prabhupada is in the mood of Vasudeva Dutt. Certainly that mood. He's prepared to take on, he said, Prabhupada said many things. He said, we're against everyone. We're against everyone. What does that mean? He says, forget the Gyanis, forget the Mayavadis, forget the impersonalists, all those material arrangements. No. The Lord Chaitanya's message is to lift everyone from the chaos of material existence. We're against everyone. That doesn't mean to say we become arrogant. And when Bhaktisiddhanta is saying that Lord Jesus, that Vasudeva Dutt is far more compassionate than Lord Jesus, that's not to denigrate Lord Jesus at all. It's not a comparison of in terms of dismissing. But this quality that Prabhupada displayed, no one else was able to do what he did. So I'd like to just read a translation of this verse that Prabhupada mentions. Gauranga Sangha Gane. Gaurangara Sangha Gane, Nitya Siddha Kori Mane, Se Jai Bhajenda Sutta Pash, Shri Gauda Mandala Bhumi, Jai Bhajani Chinta Amani, Tara Hoi Bhaja Bhumi Bhas. Let me read the whole translation. This is Sarvarna Shri Gaura Mahima. Glories of Shri Gauranga from the Partana, Prarthana of Narottam Das Thakur. I'll just read the translation. Narottam Das Thakur sings, anyone who has accepted the two lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya as their only asset knows the true essence of devotional service. If anyone gives submissive oral reception to the pleasing and sweet pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, then immediately his heart becomes cleansed of all material contamination. Verse 2. Anyone who simply chants the name of Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, will immediately develop love of Godhead. I offer him all congratulations by saying, bravo, he says here, bravo. Actually, the word is boli hari, hari bol. If anyone feels ecstasy and cries by simply hearing the transcendental qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he at once understands the eternal loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. verse 3. Anyone who has understood, this is the translation to the verse that Prabhupada mentioned. Anyone who has understood that the associates of Lord Chaitanya are eternally liberated souls immediately becomes eligible to enter into the abode of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, in Vrindavan, in his next birth. If anyone understands that there is no difference between Gaudiya Mandala, the place in West Bengal, wherein Lord Chaitanya had his pastimes, and the transcendental abode of Sri Vrindavan Dham, then he actually lives in Vrindavan. And the final verse, anyone who takes pleasure sporting within the waves of the ocean of Lord Chaitanya's distribution of love of God immediately becomes a confidential devotee of Sri Sri Radha Madhava. It doesn't matter whether such a devotee is in the renounced order of life or whether he is a householder. If he is actually taking part in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan activities and actually understanding what it is, then such a person is always liberated. Narottam Das aspires for his association. So this final verse, of course they're all important, but there's two clues here. Anyone who takes pleasure sporting within the waves of the ocean of Lord Chaitanya's distribution of love of God. So what is this, what are these waves of Lord Chaitanya's distribution of love of God? Any suggestions? Don't be shy. Take a wild guess. Hari Nam. Yes, what's one? What was the other one? ISKCON? Book distribution, yes. The whole, as summed up very nicely by Govinda, the whole purpose of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is to make this, to create these waves of Lord Chaitanya's ocean. They say, oh, you're making waves. Yes. Yes. Make waves. Harinam makes waves. The book distribution makes waves. The preaching makes waves. Otherwise, the Kali Yuga is a stagnant swamp. It's a nasty place. A fetid, stagnant swamp full of nasty, bad smells and nasty activities. So, devotees, we go to make waves. So there's nothing better than, in fact, the book distribution is even better than Harinam. It's the Brihat Mridanga, the big, big Mridanga. We have a little Mridanga, and on the street, or maybe the block, or here in the temple, but Bhakti Siddhanta said, the printing press is the Brihat, the big Mridanga, because those books go out, and they might be there. Many, many people might read. And it might be another generation or two before someone picks up that book that you pass out. Sometimes devotees say, well, where's all the devotees? All these millions of books, where's all the devotees? Well, what are you waiting? What do you expect? If you plant an oak tree, an acorn, do you go back the next week and expect to see an oak tree? Do you go back the next year to see an oak tree? 10 years? It takes a long time for an oak tree. What to speak of the redwood trees? You know, they live for thousands of years. Oak tree, 200 or 300 years. But it takes a while. The weeds come up like that all the time. But something of substance takes time. So these books are the greatest substance. Yes, people do come to the temple. People do join. But the effect on society is taking place. Definitely, but it isn't always seen. Prabhupada said you can actually tell when the demons become disturbed and start complaining about the preaching, you know that you're having some success. So Prabhupada used to say, yes, bring it on. We will not stop. We will continue. We're against everybody. Why? Because we're with Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya wants to bring, come on, give up your nonsense, come back to Godhead. So the book distributors are the biggest, they're making the biggest waves. So don't be discouraged if people don't want to get their feet wet. You just get that book in their hands. And before long, they will be blessed beyond comprehension, and your own path is guaranteed. Back to Godhead. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. So Vasudev Dutt, undoubtedly an associate of Lord Chaitanya. And we also, devotees, when we engage in the service of Parampara, Srila Prabhupada's service, when we execute the mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we are also associating with Lord Chaitanya. By serving the mission of Lord Chaitanya, we're also associating with Lord Chaitanya. And people do sense it. Sometimes we don't sense it ourselves, but people do sense it. They say, these people, they're glowing. Many people, they see some qualities in a devotee, not just the qualities, their appearance, their demeanor, they're deeply touched. So don't be shy. How many of you are here to do books today, Patli? Thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming. Of course, most of you have been around for very many, many, many years. So thank you for distributing Prabhupada's books. I was asked to make a plug for that, but it's a natural part of this purport. So we've got just a couple of minutes left. Any questions, any points anyone would like to make? Yes? Any microphone? Just a sec.
And we know that as Prahlad Maharaj, he encountered the Lord as Nrisimhadev. And then later on, as Vasudeva Datta, he again encounters the Lord as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So who is Vasudeva Datta? Is he a person from the spiritual world? Is he a Nityasida? Because we don't really know who's Prahlad. I mean, I have not read who's Prahlad before being Prahlad.
A good question. This is something I've asked myself also. Because sometimes we have information of someone's eternal role in transcendence, Goloka or Vaikuntha. In the case of Vasudev Dutt, Lord Chaitanya says, you are Prahlad Maharaj. But who is Prahlad Maharaj in eternity? I don't know. Does anybody know? Does anybody know who Vasudev Dutt is in eternity? Prabhupada says in one place, there's a verse from, where is it? This may be a clue.
From the spiritual world, or is he a person that just...
Sorry?
Is he a person from the spiritual world, a Nityasida?
Yes. Oh, yes. Nityasida.
Is he a Nityasida?
Yes, a Nityasida. Definitely Nityasida. Definitely Nityasida. here we are. This is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Adi. Adi Lila. It says, in Braj, this is the verse, in Braj, there were two very nice singers named Madhukanta and Madhubrata. They appeared in Chaitanya Leela as Mukunda and Vasudev Dutt. Who were singers in the society of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So this is Braj Leela. In Braj Leela, in Krishna's pastimes, they were Madhukanta and Madhubrata. So Krishna has lots of associates.
So they came from the spirit.
It appears that Vasudev Dutt is Madhubrata, which means that Prahlad Maharaj, by association, by making this connect, it appears that he's Madhubrata. It's interesting how Prabhupada's Lord Chaitanya said that Tenapati Bhakta will come and spread the mission of Lord Chaitanya. So what's the qualification for being Lord Chaitanya's Senapati Bhakta? The commander-in-chief. Commander-in-chief. What's that qualification? A commander-in-chief of Lord Chaitanya's mission.
Total surrender.
Total surrender. Can you speak in the
microphone? Atmanivedanam, total surrender.
I can't, sorry.
To have total surrender to the Lord.
To be surrendered, yes, but what does that mean? What qualities, would someone need to have to be a competent commander in Lord Chaitanya's army? A leader, yes, because compassion. Yes. Compassion. That's Lord Chaitanya's whole mood. It's compassion. So to be a leader in his battalions, his army, we're all part of the army of Lord Chaitanya, is compassion. Now, we may not have the depth of compassion that we see exhibited by such exalted associates of Lord Chaitanya, but we can be instruments of Prabhupada's compassion, which is his books. And as much as we are instruments of compassion, we will nurture compassion within ourselves. It isn't a sentiment, it's a deep level. It's not just emotional, it's way beyond that. It manifests as actually as action, activity, duty. Yeah. Prabhupada is very dutiful to his Guru Maharaj. He came and he did his duty. That's why we're here. Lord Chaitanya, he says that his Sainapati Bhakti will spread the holy names. And we understand that Sainapati Bhakti to be Srila Prabhupada. He's the one that did it. No one else did it. And his books are doing it, and the Harinams are doing it. And this mood is the mood of Vasudev Dutt. I sometimes wonder, is Srila Prabhupada Vasudev Dutt? I don't know. But he certainly has that mood. He's certainly the commander-in-chief. And Vasudev Dutt, he has all the qualities his compassion is such, he's the ambassador, the emissary of Lord Chaitanya's movement. So I'm making a connection there, and we cannot know for certain. But it's a nice meditation. Thanks for your question. Another question? Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhu. In one of the other verses, it mentions, in one of the verses that you read, the translations, it mentions about the heart, Lord, my heart breaks to see the sufferings of the conditioned souls. I think it's the previous one.
Which one?
162. 162.
Yes, yeah.
So I'm just wondering, it sounds like poetic somewhat. About the heartbreaking, but I'm just wondering, because there's no breakage per se, nothing broke, like the heart didn't break. So I'm just wondering if you could maybe just shed some light on.
I'll read that verse. This is the beginning, this is the middle of what Vasudev Dutt says. It says, "My Lord, my heart breaks to see the suffering of all the conditioned souls. Therefore, I request you to transfer the karma of their sinful lives upon my head." So what's the word for word? Hridaya, heart. Vidhare, breaks. Heartbreak. It's grief. Heartbreak means grief. Heartbreak means grief. You're brokenhearted. You're grieving. And the depth of grief of Vasudev Dutt is inconceivable. Prabhupada says in his purport, doesn't he say it's this is not an exaggeration. It is perfectly true. Prabhupada's, he's labouring the point. He's making a point. This isn't just some poetical, you know, la-di-da, some, you know, butterfly words. It's true. Prabhupada might even say it's damn true. It's so when he says my heart breaks, he's breaking in grief for the suffering of others. So then you can meditate. Well, what does that mean? He's suffering for their grief. Is it because he's suffering because he knows what they're missing? Or he sees their suffering? Because he's not suffering personally, but he's suffering on behalf of others. This is compassion. It's beyond me. I don't have that compassion. When one suffers, when he sees others suffering. Generally, in the material life, it's they're suffering. Hey, I'm okay. You know? I've got my this and that and the other and blah, 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 blah. We've got a list, you know, of things which we think protect us. Yeah. And things may protect us externally, but the real protection needs to be in the heart. We have to protect here. Protect our attitudes, protect our intention. Nurture the right intention. Nurture the right attitudes. Because that's what will pull us down. The external things can come and go, however disastrous it might be. But this is what needs to be protected. So that's why the 10 offenses to the Holy Name, if we can meditate on those offenses, on avoiding those offenses, one of which is offenses to the devotees, that really does finish off your... it's a disastrous. You've got a garden, it's the mad elephant offense. Anyone got a garden here? Imagine an elephant running around your garden. But it's not an ordinary elephant, it's a mad elephant. No? Whacking with its trunk and stampling, you know, rolling around. Garden's finished. So your garden of devotion is finished when we criticize those who dedicated their lives to spreading Lord Chaitanya's mission. So thank you for your question. Does that answer your question?
Thank you.
Broken heart means grief. And in this, on this context, on a level we cannot comprehend. You know? Yes, but, Govinda.
Thank you for your class. Just an observation, you can comment as you like. The verse was saying he wanted to take the sins. But when you read the purport, Prabhupada takes it to another level. He says not only does he want to take the sins, he mentions how offences are worse than sins, and he says Vasudeva Das wanted to take the offences as well, which I find quite astonishing, because sins are, they come and go, but offences are deeper. And he seems that Vasudeva Das even wanted to take the offences of these people upon himself.
So it's an even deepened level of compassion.
It would have seemed so.
This purport, or this little section here, it's actually the reason why the Krishna Consciousness Movement is here. The reason we're here is because of this compassion of Vasudeva Das. He's the personification of this compassion, which is the foundation of Srila Prabhupada's Krishna Consciousness Movement. How much we want to participate in that, that's an individual choice. We can make all the external movements and talk the talk, but actually it's a progressive program of awakening this compassion. Yeah, Vasudeva Das is a remarkable personality. Yes, got a microphone over here. Just a sec. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you.
Just want to ask how we can grow compassion in ourselves. You know, sometimes we have compassion. It's easy to be compassionate with people who are nice. But conditioned souls, it can be challenging sometimes. So how do we grow that in ourselves?
I'm not the one to ask, really. You should talk to devotees. Talk to different devotees. Ask them how they develop, how they approach this challenge of developing compassion. It goes beyond feeling sorry. It goes beyond empathy. Because empathy is I feel your pain, empathy. But compassion means action. Compassion means action. It isn't empathy is feeling. Oh yes, I can feel for you.
Yeah.
Some might say that Vasudeva Das was feeling empathy. Compassion, he's prepared to take the karma of the whole universe. That's action. So compassion, it really is, it has to fructify in terms of action. As a mother, I'm assuming you're your mother?
Yeah.
You can have children.
Yeah.
So when your child comes in, Mummy, I'm hungry. Mm. I feel for you, darling. I really feel for you. I know, it's okay. But Mummy, I'm hungry. Yes, I know. No, sit down and I know, you know. No, what do you do?
Yeah.
You feed the child.
Right.
Action.
Action.
That's compassion.
Yeah.
I don't know if that helps, but we have access to the greatest wellspring of compassion in the form of Prabhupada's message and guidelines and instruction. How to please the Parampara and Lord Chaitanya. There's so many services. Prabhupada created the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to create a facility for offering service to the mission of Lord Chaitanya. It can be sweeping the floor. It can be out in hell and high water doing books on the street. It might be cooking in the kitchen. It might be going to Harinam. It might be talking to friends about Krishna. So endless service. Do some service. And Prabhupada said over and over again that what pleases him the most is the book distribution. Because temples can come and go.
Yeah.
Even institutions can come and go. But the books, apart from an atomic explosion, they'll be here for
yes,
generation after generation after generation. You know, your great 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 grandfather, children. You know, they may well, be reading books from Prabhupada many years from now. That's my answer to your query. I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you.
You have to feed the child.
Yeah.
Anything else? Anyone else? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you for the absolute wonderful class. It was very insightful and very touching to the heart. I just felt that the sages of Naimisarana as well, they were compassionate. They were seeing Kali Yuga and they were seeing the people of Kali Yuga had less years to live. They are they don't have so much intelligence.
Cuckoo.
So they had compassion, and that's why Srimad Bhagavatam was told and written.
Yeah.
So that's compassion as well. So we have the Srimad Bhagavatam because of their compassion to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So that came in my mind when.
Mm. Yes, and not just the sages of Namasiranya, and the compassion of Shukadeva Goswami, Sutta Goswami, but especially Prabhupada's compassion to translate it. You can have all these books in Sanskrit, but who can access them? Who wants to preach them? Who wants to distribute it? Who wants to distribute the 5,000-year-old wisdom? Well, the eternal wisdom, which is condensed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Prabhupada goes further. The culmination or he summarizes the message of Bhagavatam in his various books. Just the little books. That's the summary of the wisdom. So all this thing is being made available around the planet. I'll just add one more thing, unless there's any more questions. I've mentioned this before. There's a famous English historian. His name was Sir Arnold Toynbee. And I think he met with Prabhupada. Sir Arnold Toynbee. He said, he's passed away now, but in the mid-60s, he said, 60s or 70s, he said this period, this period in the West won't be remembered, the West won't be remembered for its technological advancement, this period of time. We think, in the mid-20th century, such big boom, so much technology, amazing, and it's getting worse, of course, getting more and more and more. He said that in the future, it won't be remembered for its technology. And this is the crunch. He said, this period of time will be remembered in the future for that period when the philosophies and outlook of the East became made its way and became prominent in the Western countries. So he's talking about philosophy. Every civilization, every culture has a mind, has a worldview, has a modus operandi, it's a worldview. But the worldview presented in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada's books, Arnold Toynbee could see it happening. And Prabhupada rode that wave, that interest in the mid-60s of karma, reincarnation, vegetarianism, yoga. It started in the 60s. The hippies started it. You think, the hippies. No, the hippies brought, that they were the basis on which all this grew. They were inquiring into the different ways of life, different alternative cultures. And Toynbee, he said, this is, the future will remember this period. So thank you very much. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.